Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Boat Trader, America's largest boating marketplace, offering easy financing and over 100,000 boat listings to choose from. Sell, find, and finance new or used boats on America's largest boating marketplace. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Hey guys, welcome back to the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today I want to talk to you guys about hunting deer in the rain. I just got back recently from a whitetail hunt in the pouring rain. I mean, it was a day of rain. And I just thought, you know what? I had a good day, had a good hunt, got a nice doe, and I just thought, you know what? There's some really good information here, some insight about hunting whitetails in the rain that I thought you guys would benefit from. This is a bonus episode. Just wanted to throw it out there right now in the middle of hunting season where I'm at and just, you know, get you guys this information because it has been a rainy year. All right, so there's three different ways to hunt deer in the rain. In pretty much the same three ways you'd hunt them normally, but you could do it in a tree, you could do it in a blind, or you could do it sitting on the ground or walking on the ground. There's pros and cons, and there's things that have, when it comes to rain hunting, that you really need to think about. Now, if you're going to be outside in the rain for any period of time, not just, you know, a shower passes through, but rain's in the forecast, there's going to be hours of rain, you really need some rain gear. You need a rain suit, not just a nice hunting coat that's water resistant. That thing's going to get soaked after 2 hours. You need like a vinyl rain suit or a plastic rain suit or a coat that is straight up waterproof and pants that are straight up waterproof if you're going to be outside in it. I was in a tree stand and I had a nice vinyl rain suit, pants and coat, had nice overlap. So really waterproof. I had, there was a hood, and then I had my my regular boots, which are fairly waterproof, and they kept watertight the whole day, and I was sitting in a tree with an umbrella. And, you know, that seemed like a really good idea to me, you know, have the umbrella. And if it would have been, you know, scattered showers, that probably would have worked fine. But I've never sat and held an umbrella for 4 hours before. But I can tell you right now, I never want to again. You know, an umbrella seems like a good idea until, you know, an hour in or 2 hours in. Then you're like, holy cow, this is just, you're just driving me crazy here. Can't do anything. You're already sort of limited movement in a tree stand anyway. And you got one hand holding your firearm. You got the other hand holding your umbrella. And I realized real quick, man, I hope I don't see any deer. Because I'm not going to be able to shoot them. What am I going to do with this umbrella? I can't just like throw it out the tree stand. They're going to see that. And that's the thing I didn't realize is the movement. An umbrella is a big thing. You jiggle that handle just a little bit. That big thing over your head moves a lot. And you got to put that umbrella down. You might as well jump out of your tree stand and started waving. It doesn't just, you know... You know, it's not just regular movement, it amplifies your movement. It's just this massive piece of fabric. I mean, it was a camo umbrella, but it's still a lot of movement in a tree. So I realized real quick, this was a bad plan. But I stuck it out because I was like, well, sooner or later, it's going to stop raining and we'll get a break. And it did. But it was really complicated. What I would recommend you do, they make umbrellas that will wrap around the tree, that'll connect to the tree above and then open up over top of you. So you don't have to hold it and they're not going to move. That is what I should have got. Never crossed my mind. I'll probably get one for next year. But I've seen them. I know people that have them. And that's the right thing to have in your arsenal if you're going to hunt in a tree. You got to have an umbrella or a covering of some kind that you're not holding up. And it don't cost that much. There's not too many in stock right now. And even if you'd order one, it'd probably take a little while to get to you. But that's the kind of thing you want to have. The other thing to keep in mind is what you wear under your rain layers. I wore adequate layers underneath, you know, thermals, and then some nice insulated pants and a couple layers of fleece and so on. And I was relatively warm at the beginning of the day. But then towards the middle and the end of the day, I was freezing. And what I learned that I did not anticipate is you sweat. Even when it's cold, you sweat a little bit. You climb into a tree, you sweat a little bit. You stand up, you sit down, or maybe you go for a walk, you're going to sweat some. That sweat doesn't go anywhere if you're wearing a plastic or a vinyl rain suit. So over the course of the day, my layers underneath my rain suit, they got wet from me sweating. And that slowly began to mitigate the thermal properties of all the nice stuff I was wearing. So once it gets wet, it's cold. So you gotta anticipate that. What you want to do there is you want to wear more underlayers that are wicking, that'll keep you warm even if they get wet and even if the layers above them get wet. And you want to wear extra layers, more than you think you would normally need for that day's temperature. That way, if you start to lose some effectiveness of some from the wetness, you've got a lot of extra material in there to keep you warm. So there's one thing. What I should have done was hunted in a ground blind, which I have, and set that up, you know, a week in advance or a couple weeks in advance, thinking, well, if it rains, I'll have a plan B. That would have been the smarter option. I'd have set it right down below my tree stand, just off to the side, so I know where I'm going, I'm set up, and depending on the weather, I could have just sat in the ground blind, which is essentially a tent, keep me out of the weather, and just sat there on a chair, and then if the weather cleared up, I could always climb the tree stand, or I could stay in the ground blind and still have a chance at it. That was probably what I should have done, and that's what I recommend you do if it's going to be raining a lot. You're talking about a lot of rain and a very long period of rain. We had 4 or 5 hours of rain straight, very little break in between. That's probably the better way to go. Get in a tent, get in a ground blind, dress normally as you would for that temperature, and, you know, hunt that way for the day, for half the day or the whole day. And then that also helps you a little bit with your movement because you don't have to disguise it as much because you're in a ground blind. The other option, of course, is hunting just on foot. Sitting against a tree or sitting on a little chair against a tree or something like that, or walking. For that, again, you got to have a rain suit. You really do. And that's tough when it comes to the rain, because an umbrella on the ground just makes you a target. That's not the right phrase. It really amplifies your movement and makes you easier to see. Even if you got an umbrella that you strap onto the tree and you sit under that umbrella under the tree, you're really going to stand out. You're going to just be this bulge that's there that any animal that's used to that area is going to walk by and go, what's going on there? It's a lot. So I don't recommend that. If you want to walk and still hunt, I think that's probably the best time to do it, tell you the truth. If you're going to wear a rain suit and all that, that's how you want to do it. But man, I would not just sit there with an umbrella unless you're waiting the rain out and your plan is this: wait till the rain stops, put your umbrella down and then hunt. Then okay, fair enough. But if you're going to try to hunt with an umbrella, whether you're holding it or strap it to the tree and you're on the ground, I wouldn't recommend it. Either wait the rain out, get in a blind, or come later. I mean, that's, I think you're just going to be miserable and you're going to really stand out. Now, the question people often have is, the deer move in the rain? Oh, absolutely. Unless it is like torrential, you know, hurricane, microburst type rain, then no, deer don't move. Nothing moves. You shouldn't move either. But in regular rain, even if it's all day, deer absolutely move. In fact, they may move more because they've got the everything on the ground's wet, so they can move silently. When I was out, I went out in the morning. I got there before dawn. It was raining. I was there probably an hour before I could see anything, which is, you know, just stays darker longer. And, you know, it's harder to see deer in the, under those conditions as well, which is part of the reason they move more. But it's harder to hear them also. So you got to really have a keen eye when you're hunting like that. But, you know, I got out there. At first, I didn't see anything. In between sort of heavy downpours, I saw several deer behind me, behind the tree stand, just walking along a trail.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Later in the day, I heard another one behind me. Could have been one of those coming back. Could have been another one that was just a different one in the area. I heard another one snort off to the front of me down into the valley somewhere. Never saw it, but I heard it down there. I saw, and then I saw two that came in from a distance, sort of towards my side, that were coming in right towards me. And they're just frolicking about, having a good old time. Well, I actually took one of those ones because they just got so close, I couldn't resist it. But, you know, it was a good hunt. There most of the day, that was probably 4 o'clock, 3:45 in the evening that was happening. And then as I got up to chase the one that I had shot, I saw several more that were just hanging out towards where that one ran. So there were deer out all over the place. There were deer moving all day. There were deer moving in the middle of the day. There were deer moving in the morning. There were deer moving in the evening. They were all over the place. I didn't see too many, like, the moments that it was pouring down rain, and that's probably because I couldn't look around a whole lot because I was sort of cooped up under this umbrella, and the more I lifted it up off me, then the brighter I got. So I had it really tight down around me. My head was resting on the underside of the umbrella, and it was just, your field of vision was really cut off, and it could be that even the movement of my umbrella might have spooked some that I never knew about. Just because you got all that going on up there, and it's easy to see. Another benefit, though, to hunting in the rain is the rain seems to really wash away scent. So any scent that you left walking to your area, you know, that is going to be diminished by a little or by a lot, depending on the weather and the downpour. And deer just seem more comfortable walking around when it's raining. They're not as on guard. They're not as alert, it seems. They are just a little bit more casual. So there are benefits there, but you really got to think about it. The other thing to have is, what are you going to use? What kind of firearm do you have? I was thinking about which one to take, and I had a nice one, a nicer one that was newer. And then I had an older one that was a little less expensive, that was just not quite as good of a firearm. I decided to take that one because this thing is going to be soaking wet all day. I didn't want to risk, you know, damage or rust to my nicer rifle. I thought, well, I'll take the older one that's not quite as nice, not as good, not as expensive, and use that one for the day because, you know, it's, you know, just not as much to risk. And then when you get home, you need to wipe that thing down, hit it with a blow dryer, oil it inside and out real good, just so you don't get rust. So, and let me tell you what, I was out 6 in the morning, or 5:30 in the morning. By noon, I was freezing. Shot a deer at 3:45, chased him, found him. Well, her, drag it, or field dressed it, dragged it, was loading it up into the truck. It was dark already. Took it to the butcher for processing, and then drove home, got home at like 6:30, exhausted, freezing, tired, exhausted, and now I got to clean my gear right now. I got to wash my gear, right, or not wash it, but I got to dry my gear right now, take care of everything right now, and let me tell you what, that was a long day. I mean, when I went to bed that night, I was spent. And I would not recommend doing that. I mean, I think you're better off hunting the day that it's not raining, or hunting the half of the day that it's not raining, or hunting in a blind, or, you know, whatever you're going to do to try to stay dry, because it can really take a lot more out of you. But it's not a bad time to hunt, especially if you got a short season and that's what you have to work with. So, again, depending on the rain, depending on the weather, you know, if it's 70 and raining, you know, it's really not that big of a deal. Really, you're going to be warm even if you do get wet. But it was like, you know, 40 and 35. And by the evening, it was snowing. The rain had turned to snow just at after dark. So it was cold rain. So you really want to think about this. I don't recommend you not hunt. I just recommend you not be in the middle of the elements. So you can get a ground blind for 50, 60 bucks for a small one. You can get a nice one for 100 bucks. I recommend get one of those. When you set up your tree stand or you scout your area, have a backup plan in case it's going to be a really rainy day or a really rainy half a day. Set yourself up a blind. I knew a couple guys that went out. They have a little wooden blind that they've built. And they were in that thing all day, warm, dry. They had a little heater. They were toasty. They told me they saw something like 50 deer, the most movement they'd ever seen in one day. Several bucks, a lot of dough, 50 deer. And they're high and dry, warm, no problem whatsoever all day. You know, that is a totally different experience than what I had. And if I just had a cheap little ground blind, basically a camo tent with windows, it would have been a different day. So I recommend have a plan and then have a plan B. Have a rain plan. And just think about it like that. And I'll be honest, you know, rifle season comes around. You got 2 weeks usually, depending on what part of the country you live in. We have a week of buck season and a week of both. Some management units, you can hunt both at the same time, which is where I was. But you got a week or two, maybe a little longer, maybe a little less. You don't want to miss those days, especially if you schedule your days off. You know, if you're going to take that opening day off and you schedule that in the summertime, you don't want to not go out. Or if you've got the last day of the season or whatever day you've scheduled off, you don't want to miss that. So I'd recommend have a backup, have a plan B, have a rain plan. Say, if it rains, then I'm going to do this. And like I said, it might be a good idea to have a ground blind right under your tree stand. So, all right, we're going to go out and get into the ground blind. If the weather clears up, we can climb the tree. If not, well, we're still out there, and you've got a good chance of seeing something. So that's my advice. Hope you guys are having a good season. You know, get out there. Don't let the weather stop you. Just plan for it. Think smart. Be smart. Have hand warmers and foot warmers, too. Let me tell you how big of a deal that was. Whew. That literally saved my day. I mean, at one point, my hands were so cold, I was starting to question if I could operate the firearm. So I pulled out some hand warmers and then got myself back in ship shape pretty quick. So appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. Go to thenewhuntersguide.com to look at the show notes, get some more information and tips. Till next time, God bless and go get them.
Join Captain Justin Leake and Meredith McCord for the best fishing action along Panama City Beach. Tune in to Chasing the Sun every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
4 in the morning.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew here at Duck Camp Dinners every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
Birds up in the sky.